for 11 years in a row. Ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Y'all come on in. It's a great big Arizona. Good morning to you all here at Rosie on the House. Whatever question or concern you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin, from the southern border of Nogales to the northern border of Page to the eastern border of Alpine to the western border of, Bouse. Anywhere's in between, you give us a ring right here at the toll-free number, and we'll put our Arizona building and remodeling experience to work for you to help solve any problem you might have, melt away any anxiety that may be weighing on you. And we're only going to talk about your favorite subject during Rosie on the House. You! We're not going to talk about anything else that's bothering the world today. We're just going to talk about you. And your home. So give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. After a great hour of out in the yard, outdoor living, Rosie on the House talking about trees, we're going to dive in this hour, and I can't tell you how many inquiries we're getting right now about how to stop the bugs, scorpions, roaches, crickets. So we're going to cover a little bit about that this hour as well. We've got a little follow-up to do to some shows we've done in the last couple weeks. And in the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking to y'all. We continue to get flooded with inquiries about what water treatment system should I invest in. So we'll take a few minutes in the 10 o'clock hour and talk through our philosophy of water treatment as well. Because that, I will tell you, that is one industry that is filled with a flood of bad information. So let's get it started by way of follow-up. We've got lots of questions. Of course, this time of year, constantly revolve around, how do I save money on my air conditioning bill? We've had our Rosie certified home energy auditors in studio over the last 30 days. Jeff Carmichael from Rias, Mr. David Burns from Green ID. And we've talked through the philosophy of saving money on your summer electric bills. And I don't know that we could ever do that topic justice and cover it enough and thorough enough to get it in everybody's head that beating that high electric bill in the summer in the desert is easier than you think. And you can do it without spending a dime. So we're going to be covering a bit more of that next week. As a matter of fact, Jennifer even got into the act this week. I showed her how to use my infrared temperature pistol. She's shooting everything. She went outside last night. She says, you know that wall of the living room that faces due west is 149 degrees? That same wall against the kitchen under the patio with shade was 102. The power of shade. So she's been shooting everything, so it's a lot of fun. Well, these temperatures give bugs and insects a great excuse to try and find a way inside your house. And we want to talk a little bit about bug prevention, how to make your home less desirable for critters and creepies.
If you'd like to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions to 411-923. And you can also email info@rosieonthehouse.com. And it really all just comes back to probably something that you had your parents repeat after you, time and time again growing up, clean up after yourself. Clean up after yourself. Clean up after yourself.
Close
never had to say that to Romy.
No, you
only never. His brother.
No, unfortunately, he shared a room.
With
a messy brother. And boy, you could tell right down the middle whose side was whose side, that's for sure. Let's see if we could jump on the phone. We've already got callers jumping on board, 1-888-767-4348. Before we start talking about eliminating bugs, especially scorpions from your home, let's take Dan, who's calling from Phoenix. Good morning, Dan. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Yeah, Rosie. Hello. My question's on a portable AC unit, 110 power. What's a good brand?
What are you trying to cool off? Just like one extra room in the house?
I'm just trying to cool off myself. Depends on what room I'm in, so I want to be able to move it around.
Well, the dilemma with that, Dan, is any of those portable tow-arounds must have fresh air exhaust. So you will have to put a fresh air exhaust port in every window of every room that you're going to drag it around to. And you'll have to just slip a sleeve on there because you can't let that unit exhaust and circulate air inside the same room it's trying to cool.
Okay. So it's not a viable solution.
Well, it is if you're willing to go through the trouble of setting an exhaust port in every room. I mean, if you're thinking about three different rooms, you could buy three exhaust ports that fit inside the windows and just roll it, connect it, plug it in and go. Those units you can pick up at any of the big box stores. They're under $400. They're a little bit expensive to run, but for somebody that wants to be cooled off in their immediate work area, it's well worth the money. We actually use one in the telephone computer server room of our office. We have one plugged in there that's ported to the outside, but it keeps that room, you know, much cooler than the rest of the office.
Okay, that's cool.
It'll work, but don't.
You got to need that port.
Don't let it exhaust inside that room. You've got to get exhaust to the outside. That's mandatory. Other than that, you can go ahead and give it a shot.
And all of those do have condensation that eventually will, or especially in the wetter seasons. How about just say the monsoon?
The
moisture seasons.
What part of New York are you from now?
And some of them, they'll actually shut off until
they drain it. Yeah.
So it's like a little cup inside their conditioning unit that will fill up. So don't let that leak or overflow, or just be aware that that's there and needs to be cleaned out every now and then.
And if you're running your main air conditioner, it's taking a lot of the humidity out of the air. But if you put this beside a shower or a kitchen, it's going to shut down occasionally with condensation. If you just have it out in the middle of the room, chances are it isn't going to pull enough condensation out of the indoor air to cause much of a problem other than having to empty it once a month. So, but if it shuts off, it keeps blowing, but it's not blowing cool air. Empty your condensate bowl, and it'll be working fine. I found them to be quite handy. I know people who have tried to use them in their garage, and they're not up to that task.
Garage is a little too big. You got to upgrade to a mini split.
And a little bit too hot.
Or an evap cooler.
They're not up to that task. But if you're trying to take a room that lives at 82 degrees, no matter where your central thermostat is set, and you just can't get it to cool, and you've had a whole house energy audit, and you've looked at your ductwork, you've looked at your insulation, and you've looked at everything else, those little units could take that room down quite a bit cooler. Or if you have someone in your house that likes to sleep in a bedroom that's much colder than the rest of the house, they work well for that as well. All right, creepy crawlies. It's this time of year. Hey, a lot of them are as uncomfortable outside as you are. They're looking for a comfortable environment. They're looking for food. And they're looking for moisture. Okay? So if you keep those three things in mind, that's how you're going to combat their highways into your house. When I teach people about home security, I say make your home the least desirable to even try and break in. Same is true with pests. Make your home the least desirable for them to hang out in. I was talking about Jennifer using my infrared thermometer pistol on the walls of the house and the doors and the windows. I mean, if you just go out and shoot decomposed granite out in the middle of your yard, Friday, it was 145 degrees. The masonry wall was 138 degrees, in the yard, you know, just the gray wall. Well, if you're a scorpion or a bug crawling around in 145 degree decomposed granite, what do you do when you get to the little damp spot where the air conditioning condensate is draining?
Hang out.
Oh, baby, man. That's like finding a little piece of paradise right there. There's a couple reasons for that. There might be a little extra leaf litter right there that stays damp, doesn't blow away with every slight blow of the breeze. That damp leaf litter attracts other bugs that scorpions like to prey on. The favorite food of a scorpion is a grasshopper. So if you've got damp leaf litter or firewood piles that stay wet because the sprinklers slightly overspray the lawn and get a section of the wood wet every time they come on, any kind of those damp leaf litter areas are conditions conducive for grasshopper infestation or spiders. And once you've got their favorite meal, the scorpions will find them. And then you'll have to deal with that. So,
and that always surprised me. You ever see a scorpion? Doesn't look like it has a mouth big enough to eat a grasshopper or cricket. And they hop True. In the air. Scorpions don't. They must be extremely stealth.
They must.
To be able to capture them.
I was always really, I can't believe I've never been stung. As many nights as I've slept in the desert and as many lumber piles as I've dug through on job sites, as many ditches as I've dug. But in studying for today's subject, I saw a praying mantis beat down and kill a scorpion. So I became emboldened. If a praying mantis can do it, I can do it. But I will tell you this, I've never seen Jennifer in more pain in her life than when she got stung.